Well, we are going to continue the hour by chatting with one of our partners here at the station. You know, every single week we recognize a Hendrick hometown hero here on 97.9 The Kill. We've been partnering with Hendrick, formerly Performance Auto Mall, for the last 19 years to bring you this hometown hero feature every single day. One of my favorite things to do here on the station, and everyone here at 97.9 The Kill is super excited to be partnering with Hendrick South Point Auto Mall today and every day. And we are joined in the studio by Gerald Remoyne of Hendrick South Point Auto Mall, Acura, BMW, Porsche, and Subaru. Gerald, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be here. Always good to be here.
Conversation presented by Hendrick South Point Auto Mall, just down the road now in Durham, still very much connected to the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. So obviously a weird time. We're all coming out of the pandemic, and I know the car industry and the process of buying and selling a car has just been thrown up in the air like everything else. What is the state of things right now? I hear there's more inventory coming in, which is good news for buyers.
Yeah, things are changing. You know, it's been such a unique time for everybody in every industry and every situation for the last few years. It's almost like Groundhog Day. He keeps on repeating itself right over and over again. But every time we've thought something was going to be positive about the supply chains in our industry, well, whatever industry you're in, you've been feeling it. But in our industry, something's always been a hiccup, whether it be people shortage, can't get truckers, can't get ships, can't get loading people. I mean, it's been, and then we go into materials, right? Can't get materials. So it's been, even Ukraine, when they Russia invaded Ukraine, there has a lot of wiring harnesses built in Ukraine. So that affects a lot of the European cars that we sell in the U.S. So it seems to be always something. But the good news is, I think things are finally starting to settle down. We've got inventory starting to, again, becoming available more than just an ordered situation. There's some on-the-lot stuff. So that's... there's still some work to be done there, but things are improving.
So what's the experience for buyers right now? Like, people are in the market for a car, or they've been wanting to be for a while and holding off. Is this the time to head in?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people have ordered cars, which is not a bad way to go to, because you get what you want, and they turn the car availability around pretty quick. Some of these manufacturers do better than others. So a lot of people have satisfied their itch, so to speak. But there's also, you know, we've sold less cars over the last few years because there's less availability. So there's still demand for cars. So the business has been good. It's been, I wouldn't call it on fire or anything, but it's been steady, and it's been certainly available product, and it's becoming more so now. We're starting to get a lot more availability on the lots.
People are increasingly concerned about climate change and what they can do. Gas prices are up. I assume all that means more demand for electric vehicles, right?
Well, electric vehicles, that's a hot item, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's talking, especially when gas gets pricey like it is right now. I was reading earlier today that BP announced, not to get into oil business, but they announced a $9 billion profit for the quarter, one oil company. So
good for them.
Good for them, right? I'm going like, God. Oh my God. Ugh. But anyway, that's a story for another day. But yes, EV cars are becoming a bigger and bigger conversation piece. All the manufacturers, Tesla kind of took control of that market early. Elon Musk was very bright and very creative and got ahead of the game, but everybody's coming to the party. The technology's improving, the cars are improving, so there'll be a lot more competition, which is good for the consumer out there. There's, you know, lithium batteries is what kind of the piece now. There's talk about sodium ion batteries coming because they're better for the environment, which is going to be, you know, lithium's got its downsides a lot of people aren't talking about. And obviously to build those things, there's a lot of pressure on the environment as well. So the sodium ion I'm hearing is a big conversation point. There's some breakthroughs on that. There's also solid state that's going to, a lot of people are saying 2025 to 2028, solid state batteries will be a big play. So battery technology is definitely changing. People ask me, is it time to jump into the electric vehicle market. I think any time is good to jump in the electric vehicle market, but technology is going to change. It's like the VCR, the VHS tape, to the USB, you know, size difference. So things are really, the technology is really changing, and I assume it's going to continue to change at a rapid pace. I think we're on the very first part of that technology, and I think it'll get quicker and more pronounced and better and more efficient. Longer drive. I mean, what do they call that? Range anxiety. People worried about, hey, can I get there? Do I have to stop and charge? How long does it take to charge?
Yep.
So a lot of those questions are being answered. Everybody's coming out with a 200, 300 mile car right now. So we've got several of those in South Point. So that's exciting. That's not named Tesla. So there's some neat product on the way. And yes, EV is, I haven't bought an EV car or driven an EV car more than just checking it out. But I'm certainly considering, told my wife recently, I said, maybe we should put a charger in the garage to start maybe in the next 12 months.
Thinking about that too, yeah. Because you mentioned 2025, 2028, that'll be almost around here. The time I'm in the market for a new car. And yeah, that'll be good to have.
I mean, we're at 2020, it's hard to believe we're closer to 2023 than 2022 start.
Well, George Jetson was born earlier this week, apparently. So July 31st, 2022, that's the date that George Jetson was born. Yeah, so we're literally in the future now.
No, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
I used to watch that when I was a kid.
I know, right?
It was so futuristic. Now it's here.
I was speaking with Gerald Ramoy and Hendrick South Point Auto Mall, again, just down the road in Durham, right around the corner from South Point Mall. So a lot of cars, a lot of vehicles that you can buy there. You can also get your car serviced there. And I know some people tend to shy away from getting their car serviced at dealerships. Some misconceptions out there about that. What should folks know about taking their car into you?
Well, we're very competitive with our pricing. We actually study the marketplace, whether independents or other competing dealers, and make sure our pricing is market competitive. But one thing we do besides being market competitive is that we train our people. We do things right the first time. We stand behind what we sell. If we break it, we fix it. If we don't fix it, we're responsible for it. We'll get it fixed for you. That's something, you know, cheap is as cheap does. And I've certainly, as a consumer, I've experienced a lot of cheap services in my life. And I've learned those lessons that sometimes things are too good to be true. So we invest a lot in our training, our tools. There's a lot of technology in these cars nowadays. So people hit and miss when they fix a car. They kind of, it's kind of spin the wheel, pin the tail on the donkey, all those little, they're taking educated guesses, but they're not very educated. So we've done a lot of development of our team. Our technicians have been with us a long time. They're well trained. We certainly provide coupons and discounts. So we're extra competitive in the marketplace, and we have tremendous loyalty from our customers. A lot of people from Chapel Hill, we're still active in the community. This is home for us still. And, you know, we're only, 6 miles or something of that away. And we have a lot of people that we've done business with for decades, that I've done business with for decades, because we are competitive and we do it better. And like I said, we stand behind. If one of my pet peeves is simply customer experience. If a customer's not happy or something doesn't go right, we're going to stand behind it. And that's not necessarily something I learned in the car business. That's something I learned from my parents when I was being raised. So we do business the old-fashioned way. We take care of people. We take care of our team members. We got consistency and not much turnover in our company, which is good, because you'll meet people when you walk in that know what they're doing. They've been there. They understand. That's the big challenge, is keeping people happy. And that way, when you do have someone work on a car, they're experienced and they can do things right. So that's a kind of a myth, because of sometimes dealerships take advantage of customers. Sometimes independents take advantage of customers because they don't have the education process in understanding what's wrong with their car. So they had to trust someone to give them the truth. Well, we take videos of everything and pictures of everything that we fix on a car, so we've got documentation that it was needed. We bring the customer back in the shop. We'll show them what's if they want to. So we dot all the I's and cross all the T's to make sure the customer feels good about what's happening.
People want more information. If they're looking to buy a car, shop for a vehicle, take their car in, where can they go?
They can come see me, Gerald.Ramoine. That's Gerald.Ramoine at HendrickAuto.com. Or they can reach me on my cell. I'm brave enough to give that out too.
All right.
919-422-9835. Again, that's 919-422-9835. And I'm active in the business. If something's not right or somebody needs help, I love to help people. So that's what I do for a living. So we take it very serious.
Just around the corner from South Point Mall, Hendrick South Point Auto Mall. Head there, check them out. Gerald Ramoyan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's great to be home. Thank you for inviting us.